Blog Talk Radio.
It's here. Now what? We've sung Auld Lang Syne, and your holiday decorations are headed back to storage till next season. What will 2013 mean for you? Another disappointing year or a new chapter in your life? You have to choose. No matter what your circumstances, now is the time to get in gear and chart a solid course of action for your life. That's the beauty of January. It allows you to merely reflect on your past while you navigate the journey of the months in front of you. What does it mean for your job, your health, your business, or your family, or your future? No matter what has happened to you in the past, what you are doing right now to prepare for a meaningful and successful 2013 is of utmost importance. And that is the gist of our show today. Happy New Year. This is Carol Copeland Thomas, and you are listening to the 2013 version of Focus on Empowerment. I am fired up and ready to go. Hello, my friends. I'm so glad that you are listening. We had a lot of people who archived and downloaded last week's show. You may want to pick up a copy of that if you haven't had a chance to listen to it. It's really part one. We give you five more steps in terms of how you can prepare for this year. I have always loved January because it allows you to reset the button, and I want to talk for the rest of the month about it. Next week, we'll talk about visions and the importance of having a vision statement and a mission statement for yourself so that no matter what your circumstances are, no matter where you are financially, health-wise, business-wise, with your relationships, this is an opportunity for you to really hit the reset button. And this has everything to do with empowerment. I think about, and I'll tell you about this next week, I literally came up with my vision statement 14 years ago, 15 years ago, even longer than that, as a result of really bad circumstances in my life. Health issues with my mother, it was just a very dark period of time. But yet, because it was January and it was an opportunity for me just to reach out there to the wherever and find sources of strength, that vision statement is as important and relevant to me today as it was in 1998 and 1999. So we'll talk to you about that next week, but we're going to set the stage and give you five more opportunities to just get in gear with yourself, get reconnected with who you are, with your friends, with those people who are significant in your lives, so that you can really understand where you're going. Now, I cannot inoculate you from problems. I can't even inoculate myself from problems. The problems are going to continue to hit. But I can say that there are opportunities where we can plan better, we can anticipate better, we know what is in front of us, and we'll be able to gauge our reactions better. And that's what empowerment is all about, and that's what I really want to help you with this broadcast and with other programs going forward. I hope you have enjoyed your holiday season. I hope you ate a lot of great food and you're ready to get your body in shape. This is not going to be a diet and weight loss show, but I certainly think that the end of the year for me was an opportunity just to recharge my batteries. I slowed down, really slowed down, something very, very hard for me. But I did it because I needed just to get myself refortified. I needed to do a lot of reflections. I didn't travel anywhere. I barely went out of my home. I stayed in my house, and I hibernated, and I watched television. I wrote a lot. I had a chance to sleep. But it was an opportunity for me just to just get those batteries recharged and fortified for this year. And there are times when we need to do that. That's why a lot of academicians and people who are in leadership positions go on sabbaticals. They just have to recharge the batteries. So in lieu of that, since some of us don't have the luxury of going on sabbatical, I want to do a mini version for you where you can recharge those batteries and today in particular really get a strong sense of who you are, where you need to go, and why 2013 is so important for each and every one of us. So with that said, I'm going to take you away. It's about 10 degrees outside. Really, really cold. I'm looking at a beautiful bird out my window. He's really got to be fortified and insulated. We're going to take you away to the tropics for just a few minutes, and we'll come back and give you that five-point list. So just stay tuned.
The hectic day-to-day activities of busy people like you can be demanding on your time, your energy quotient, and your stress level keeps going up. What's the solution? Our 8-day, 7-night Caribbean cruise. Yes, we're taking our diversity, inclusion, and multicultural message on the road with our first cultural Caribbean cruise set to sail from April 13th through April 20th, 2013. We'll travel to 3 wonderful ports of call, Puerto Rico, St. Martin, and St. Kitts. Aboard ship, we'll learn about our cultural Caribbean traditions and heritage from Boston-born Dr. Ada McKenzie. We're sailing on Celebrity Cruises' brand new ship, Reflection. Entertainment, relaxation, cultural education, and a great group of informed travelers just like you. A $250 deposit and easy monthly payments books your passage to the tropics. Complete details can be found at www.mssconnect.com or give us a call at 508-947-5755. Affordable, fun, educational, get ready for sun sailing and a sensational cultural Caribbean cruise.
Oh, we'd love for you to go with us. And I hope that you will just get that bathing suit, those wonderful tropical items together, put them in your suitcase, and come with us in April. It's going to be an awfully great trip. Dr. Ada McKenzie is fabulous. We're going to have a great time. Again, you can go to our website, mssconnect.com, sign up, find out all about it. All right, let's just jump right in it. Number one, in terms of 5 ways to make your year rock. The important thing, first of all, is to shut the door on bad habits. That's what I want you to do. I want you to shut the door on bad habits. We all have them. I have them. You have them. Your neighbor has them. Your family members have them. I want to make sure that you shut the door on your bad habits, whatever they happen to be. Now, let me share with you what I did today as I was preparing for this program. I wrote down, and I journal every day, and so this was part of my journal entry as well. I wrote down about 5 or 6 bad habits, things that I just fall into, things that happen all the time, things that unfortunately just come up in my life that stunt my growth and stop my progress. And I wrote them down first in my journal, and then I wrote them down on the notes section of my iPhone. Now, it's for my purpose only, and if I ever lose my phone, the phone shuts off and all that stuff. But it was important for me to write it down so that I would remind myself what I don't want to do again. We all have bad habits, and we need to learn how we can articulate them, figure out what they are, and then walk away from them. So I'm going to shut this door again. I want you to hear the sound effect. I want you to learn how to shut the door on your bad habits. Shut the door on disappointments. Shut the door on late starts, if you are late chronically. I have a tendency to be late a lot. Shut the door on whatever financial circumstances you find yourself in because of either impulse buying or whatever happens in your life. Shut the door on the things that are holding you back. Shut the door on procrastination. Shut the door on anticipating that things are not going to go the way you think they're going to go because something always trips you up. Shut the door on all those things that happen in your life that are causing you to either lose energy, lose enthusiasm, lose the zest of life, whatever it happens to be. I want you to learn how to shut the door on those items. And I'm so happy that my friend Dr. Rhonda Waters is listening to the show in the chat room. And please, Rhonda, please chime right in. If you have something that you want to share with us, definitely we want to hear that. So that's number one. You want to learn how to shut the door on the bad habits that only you know. Be honest with yourself. I was really honest with myself today, and I will not repeat them on the show because I don't want people to know about them. But I want you to shut the door on the bad habits that stopped you in 2012, 2011, 2010, 1953, whatever the year happens to be, and shut those doors so that you can move forward in 2013. Now, some people think 13 is a lucky number, not a lucky number, whatever it happens to be. I think it's going to be a real game changer. I think 2013 for a lot of us will be an absolute game changer. You have to believe it within yourself and learn how you can shut that door and padlock it, in fact, keep it shut so that you can move on. Number two is I want you to stop putting yourself down. Stop putting yourself down. Now, all my female friends and women friends who are listening now, you in particular, I want you to find ways where you can stop putting yourself down. I was watching C-SPAN earlier today before preparing for the show, and just a few minutes ago, maybe an hour and a half ago, they had a lineup of all of the Democratic women who are now in Congress. And it was such an impressive sight to see. I think there were 60 women in total who are either newly elected to Congress or have been reelected. And they were outside. They were very cold. They had their coats off. They were smiling for maybe the 5 minutes of the picture. And I thought about all of the opportunities and all of the obstacles that every one of those women had gone through to win their election. Now, you throw in the women in the Senate, much smaller number, and then you're really talking about the odds being much higher in terms of money that was spent, campaigns that were just absolutely negative. But those women found ways to work through whatever the negativity was in place for them to win their elections. I'm just using that as an example because it's so apropos for today, for all those who are being sworn into office today in our Congress, both Senate and with the House of Representatives. In November 6th, during the election, I had the pleasure of meeting and talking and being with Carol Shea Porter, who is a female representative from New Hampshire. She represents the Portsmouth area. She won her election. She beat out the incumbent handily. She had to think through and work through all the negativity. And I use her in particular because it was not until after 11 o'clock, after the election was called for President Barack Obama, that her election was called. They thought that her opponent was going to win, but they just kept counting. They kept counting. She had all the faith. We went up there, and we were doing a lot of cheering and that kind of stuff, and she won that election, and she was the last woman to now form history-making an all-female legislation in the state of New Hampshire. All of their congresspersons, Senate and U.S. House of Representatives and their governor, and I think one or two other people, are all women. History-making, absolute history-making. What are the odds for that? But I use that as an example because so often women are put down, slammed down, or you can't do that, whatever the door happens to be, and yet those women are all triumphantly now leading the whole state of New Hampshire, first time in the history of the United States that women are doing that, because they believed in themselves, other people believed in them, and they learned how to stop putting themselves down. Sometimes when things don't go well or things are not looking quite promising and you're talking to folks who are the, quote, experts, whoever they happen to be, I just want to totally trounce some of the pundits this year because I think many of them are just dead wrong. They don't really understand the complexities of our issues, and so often we believe in them too much. You have to believe in yourself so much so that you stop putting yourself down. You stop picking yourself apart. You stop comparing yourself with others. I'm talking to myself. You stop looking at other people about how wonderful their lives are and my life is XYZ, and that becomes the basis of you literally doing an entire character assassination on yourself. Number two is to stop putting yourself down. And if you can use all those women, all of them, with I think one or two exceptions are Democrats or some Republicans in New Hampshire, all women who beat the odds and became a history-making legislative force in our country, then you should use that as an example about what you can do, men and women and young people and older people alike. There are opportunities for you to really embed in yourself a deep level of self-satisfaction of who you are or where you can improve and how you're going to improve. Now, I'm not saying we're perfect. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying there are ways where we really need to get back into understanding and competing with ourselves and forget about everybody else when you're moving ahead in life. Number three is to expand your international friendships via social media. Unless there are circumstances where it just isn't appropriate, maybe there are really bad health challenges, I want you to make sure that you move ahead and you learn about technology. Technology is so important. I talk about it in my book, 21 Ways to Bring Multiculturalism to your job, your home, and your community. I have a couple of chapters in the back that can literally walk you through ways to use Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, et cetera. On New Year's Day, I was excited about my sorority, Delta Sigma Theta sorority, because they, for the first time in their 100-year history this year, marched with a float in the Rose Bowl Parade. Very expensive proposition. It was fabulous to see. I missed the first opportunity to directly actually see it live because it was not broadcast on ABC. It was actually broadcast live with a narration of them on NBC and the Hallmark Channel. I learned about it on the Hallmark Channel by paying attention to conversations going on with other Deltas on Twitter. And because I knew Twitter and because I understood how to use Twitter and to communicate, then I had an opportunity to finally turn to the Hallmark Channel and see it live. It was just fabulous to see all those women. There were about 122 walking. The float was fabulous, and their video clips that are online, and I will bring that to my YouTube channel probably in the next couple of days. But my point is that I wouldn't have known about that had I just read the newspaper or watched ABC that was not showing Delta. I had to go online and hook up with some other sorors in other parts of the country and find out about that. The world of social media is so broad and so expansive and is literally world-connecting that you now can literally meet people online without ever talking to them on the phone. I have done that, and I literally am in communications with people in India, in Mongolia, different parts of Africa, in Europe. My buddy, who is a very respected colleague now in Liverpool, England, met him online. And now a very endeared young graduate student who I had on my show, I actually had the admissions officer on the Clinton School. Speaking of Hillary Clinton, we are certainly sending our prayers out to her. But I met Angela Buchenia online. She Googled me. She went to my website, and we are now friends. If you are not using social media in some kind of way, then you need to learn an opportunity and learn how you can do that. And you don't have to be a young person. I'm almost 60 years old. I'll be 60 years old in April, in August. Yay, yay, yay. I now can attest to 87-year-old Jerry Garner and her 87-year-old husband, Albert Garner. They've been married 63 years. They were on my radio program 2 weeks ago, December 20th. Go and hear them and just find out what a wonderful couple they are. Well, they had two of their children in their home in Springfield, Massachusetts, with their families on Christmas Day. The other two were in their homes in other parts of the country. How did they all talk to each other for 1 hour free of charge? On Skype. She knows how to Skype. Now, that, I think, is just fabulous, and it's an opportunity for all of us to get to know one another. You can, if you want to meet someone and you really want to have a conversation, this is not a romantic conversation. This is about building friendships. You literally can do it via Skype and other opportunities and other ways where you can use social media to your advantage. And also, thank you very much, Dr. Rhonda Waters, who's talking to me via our chat room. She says, YouTube has great videos on social media usage. Excellent point. Very excellent point. If you don't know how to get started, you can pick up any kind of how-to video on YouTube. Just go to YouTube.com. I mean, my book talks about that as well. And you can learn how to use either Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, I think is one of the new ones, or Pinterest, I believe, is another new one that's out here, or LinkedIn or Twitter. So you can learn how to use these by going to YouTube. But my point to you is I want you to expand your international friendship so that you can pick up five friends, five people who you can ultimately call your friends because you either have shared values, shared interests, or whether you can become friendships with your families, whatever it happens to be. And again, this is not a romantic conversation. I'm talking about friendships and using social media. But do it in a way where you can expand your horizons and build your platform and your portfolio of people literally around the globe. So that's number three. Number four is I want you to explore you. Make 2013 a year where you become your subject of interest, that you become your project for the year. You become your own internal personal dissertation project. I have a chapter in the book that talks to you and explains to you how you can write an article about you. Let me just read just a little piece of this, and I'll share with you what I did and how it's explained in the book. You become the topic of interest as you build a timeline that can be archived for benefit of your family and friends. The purpose is not to create a narcissistic profile that will elevate you to stardom and annoy your friends. The intent of the article is to create accurate documentation of your life, your ethnicity, your career path, your interests, and why you made key decisions in your life. Only you can write this article. Only you can set the record straight about who you are and the path you've taken to get to this point in your life. Once written, the article can be shared with close friends, family members, trusted friends, and most importantly, archived electronically or printed out as a hard copy keepsake for future generations. Now, what we can do is you can think about a story that happened. Gosh, we have so many stories. Think about a story that happened to you way back when you were 10 years old or 9 years old or whatever it happens to be. And I did this, and I've actually articulated this in the book. And you can use that as a point of reference for this story. You can actually create a whole collection of stories and ultimately write your own memoir. I remember my mother taking me out of school. I was, I don't know, maybe fifth grade or something like that, fourth grade, sixth grade, I forget, I was young. And she took me to the opera. I had never been to the opera because my mother was real big on exposure. She was a teacher, and she was just, you have to be exposed. I'm trying to give you exposure, and I'm trying to teach you about your heritage, et cetera. And as I recall, I don't remember the name of the opera, but as I recall, I'm almost certain that we saw Leontine Price, great African-American operatic star, at that opera. This is like 1962, maybe, 61, I forget the year. But I went back and I did a little research, and she was in Detroit around that time, and she was performing. So I'm almost certain it was a matinee because I was taken out of school, and it was just such a nice thing because I felt special. I really felt special. And it was an opportunity for me to hear great opera, to be exposed to opera, live opera, and with someone of that notoriety. So, I mean, that's a story that I wrote and I captured in the book. You have stories like that. It may not be about opera, It may be about, you know, maybe you visited an uncle in Minnesota and that uncle has a farm and it was the first time that you milked a cow, which would be important for a lot of people. But the important thing is that you want to capture that in a form where it can be ultimately documented, archived, and passed on to other people. And again, we have so many stories. I talk about stories in the book as well. But the important thing is I want you to explore you. There are parts of you, there are pieces of you that the door is so shut on that you don't even explore it because who cares? It's not making me any money. It doesn't matter anymore. Well, it does matter to you. Pull it out, put it on paper, and make you the subject of your interest for 2013. Now, again, not from a narcissistic point of view, but certainly from the perspective of you discovering and exploring ourselves. Half of us don't even know our own capabilities because we don't spend enough time with us. We spend time watching reality TV shows, watching movie stars, et cetera, but really not spending time with who we are and who we literally can become. So that's number four, explore you. Number five, I think, is as important as number one. And number five is walk away from toxic people. We're going to do that door opening and closing again. I want you to walk away from toxic people. There you go. Walk away. There are so many people out there who are haters because they hate themselves or because they've got another agenda, or they're manipulative or control-oriented or they don't like themselves, whatever it happens to be. When you see those kinds of folks, walk away from toxic people. It is trickier when they are in your family. I'm still trying to figure out how that can be done within family groups, but if there's an opportunity where you can minimize your exposure to toxic people within your family, I would definitely do it. If you're married to a toxic person, then you need to have counseling. Then you need to figure out a long-term strategy because that person will ultimately bring you down. That person will bring you down. So you got to figure out a way. If you're married to a toxic person or if you're in a relationship that's toxic, you got to figure out how that can be resolved. That is something that obviously you'll probably need some professional help on. But if these people, you're working with them, or they're in your social circle, or if you have a toxic boss, and again, you've got to figure out a way where that can be resolved because that is not going to be productive for you or the organization you're working for. But for 2013, as we really look at ways that we can restore and energize ourselves, you got to figure out a way where you can walk away from toxic people, walk away from toxic thoughts, walk away from toxic ideas, and walk away from anything that is not going to energize you and move you in a positive direction. And I love Dr. Rhonda Waters. We're just sort of chatting each other on the chat room, and she says she changed her lunch hour to get away from, I love this, energy vampires. I love it, Dr. Rhonda, energy vampires. Yeah, so if you're working with people, you're just sucking the life out of you, and all they're doing is trashing the company and trashing all the people around. Yeah, change your lunch hour. Change where you sit. You probably need to sit and learn to meet other people anyway. So, again, we're going to pick up on these topics in the weeks ahead, and we'll go more in depth with them. But walking away from toxic people, very, very important. So, again, the five-step plan that I want to share with you, number one, is to shut the door on bad habits. Number two, stop putting yourself down. Number three, explore international relationships via social media. Number four, explore you university. Really focus on yourself and write that article. And number five, walk away from energy vampires, as Dr. Rhonda Waters has said, or those toxic people, those toxic thoughts that just keep you going down, down, down. We want to go up, up, up in 2013, And I hope you've enjoyed this show. We're going to come back and give you a lot more going forward in the future with vision, mission, and lots of other things, too. Have a great week. Bundle up. It's cold outside. And we will see you next week.